This is Common Sense Radio on the Michigan Talk Network.
All right, here's I got a lot for you today, all right? I have a lot of things that you should do today, and you'll be very pleased when you do. I want you to go to stevegerber.com, all right? I want you to do that, because if you do that and you haven't filled out your brackets yet, you could win $1 million. No kidding, the $1 million bracket challenge. Yeah, you can find it right there on the Steve Gerber Show. SteveGruber.com is a place to go. SteveGruber.com. $1 million bracket challenge right now. Go fill out your brackets. Sponsored by Kentwood Office Furniture. The $1 million bracket challenge right there. Kentwood Office Furniture will give you $1 million, apparently. I don't know. If you get your brackets right, you can also win some smaller prizes of 10 grand if you get a certain number of games right. It's all there for you. Plus, while you're there, you can also click on the Wolverine Water Systems giveaway. Wolverine Water Systems back at it again. They're going to be giving away one brand new water treatment system for your home. That's worth $4,000 if you win. You know, we should have the young lady on here that won just before Christmas. She won a Wolverine Water System. You can get a free water test today as well. But so the $1 million bracket challenge is on there because, of course, we're going to get into the tournament here shortly. And as we get into the tournament, boom, lots of money to be had. Lots of big games. March Madness, Michigan and Michigan State both seeing if they've got what it takes to make it to the Final Four and beyond. So it's all there for you. SteveGruber.com. Now you've got it. All right. So I've been talking a little bit about this ordeal at Portland State University, but you really need to see it. That's why I put it up on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. At Portland State University, it's unbelievable to me. It truly is unbelievable to me that these students go bananas at Portland State, and they freak out. They started breaking equipment, breaking cameras, breaking audio equipment, because a speaker at this forum had the nerve to tell this crowd and to tell these people there are actual differences between men and women. Men are taller. They weigh more. They have more muscle mass. Men and women are different in the way that fat collects on the body. The metabolism is different. Everything's different, in fact. But that's just too much for these kids. Because the speaker challenged these preconceived notions of the student body. James Damore came to the campus, by the way. That was the featured speaker, to talk about diversity at his former employer, Google. And, of course, that was enough to draw opposition. Damore, though, wasn't the one who caused the disruption. It was a woman, a biologist, who talked about the basic distinctions between men and women. Again, it's called sexual dimorphism. You probably remember that from school. That's how these differences between men and women are collectively known. Easy enough to understand. Well-accepted scientific principle characterized by distinct size, appearance. Obviously, the difference between sexual organs. Easy enough to see in birds and the bees and everything else because they have differences as well. But at Portland State University, man, it's not good enough. You're a Nazi if you have the nerve to believe. If you have the nerve to believe there are differences, actual physiological differences between men and women, you're a Nazi, and that will not stand. We will not tolerate this sort of Nazism. At Portland State University, declared a whole group of protesters who fled. And you have to ask yourself, how ignorant are you? Seriously, how dumb is somebody to actually believe there are no differences? How dumb are you to believe there's no difference? Men and women, no, you know, that's a social construct. That's a social construct. Men are not stronger. Men are not taller, generally speaking. That's just not true. That's a social construct. All right, so take that story and consider that, and then add this to it as well. Lake Engel is a senior at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, a Christian university, by the way. He's a religious studies major, barred from a Christianity class because he spoke up against a transgender ex-pastor that goes by the name of Paula Stone Williams. As Paula was discussing the reality of mansplaining, sexism for men, male privilege, and this professor that was leading the class, Lake Engel had the nerve to stand up and say, there are two genders. There are only two genders. Well, the feminist professor booted him from class and told him he was not welcome back and referred him to the Public University's Academic Integrity Board, the AIB. Engel needs to complete the class to graduate at the end of this semester. By the way, no decision made yet. The decision on Lake Engel's future coming March the 18th. They say him challenging this professor was disrespectful in its objection. And Engel says, no, she took it on herself to silence and embarrass and bully me for speaking up in class, for not agreeing with her in a Christianity class. I wonder how they selected the professor for the Christianity class to begin with, you know, based on what we're hearing here. All right, well, if you have some trouble, I want to tell you one other friend I want to mention this morning, Chris McClatcher, a good friend of mine. If you have trouble with the IRS, means you probably have trouble with the state of Michigan as well. He's from Michigan here, and he's the professional you need. If you're going to war with the IRS, don't go in there alone. Go in with a professional who knows his way around a tax return. Chris McClatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions, the man to be in touch with. It's easy to find him. Go online, put in your Michigan area code, and then tax.com, 517tax.com, 989tax.com, 906tax.com. You get it. Tell him Steve sent you. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.